Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Hey.
We are in week two of, what was it? No rubs, no dubs?
All
subs.
Well, last movie was only all rubs.
All subs, no dubs, which is AKA Foreign Movie Month.
Foreign language movie month.
And it's Matt's pick, and it's his birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, goodness.
It's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing for your birthday?
We're going out to dinner. If you guys can get the sitter, we're going
to
go.
Thank you for inviting us to that. That's exciting. Yeah.
To Bardea.
Steak.
Wait, yeah. What was
Listen,
the one we went to last
easy.
Time?
They have three fucking restaurants,
The one
bro.
That we went to for...
Pizza.
The one that we went to where we went to the coin, the queen or whatever.
The coin.
The coin. That's Bardea Steak.
Okay, so we're going to Bardea Steak, I think. Let me make sure.
No, you said on last night you had to change.
There's Bardea Pizza also.
And they're like right next to each other. It's like, what's the point?
No, I also get what Guido said.
What did Guido say?
It can be confusing because, yes, they all start with Bardea. And they all are literally right next to each other.
So I think I made a reservation at Bardea Food and Drink. So I need
Which,
to change it to Bardea Steak.
As a group, we've been to together.
Yes,
that's the one we've been to together.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to change it then.
So it's a restaurant. It's not a chain. It's just an exclusive try restaurant.
Yeah, literally that
on
guy,
market.
The chef is like
he's a Michelin nominated chef. He's Italian and he's great. So the Bardea Food and Drink is more small plates.
Like tapas, yeah.
And
well, so is Bardea Steak.
Bardea Steak
I ain't
has
steak with anybody again.
And remember, they do steak by the ounce.
Standard,
which is interesting.
Bar, or high top. I do love a high top, but
they also have a tasting menu. That's a very high end tasting menu. It's 13 courses.
Yeah,
that builds upon itself.
We're not fucking doing that.
I'm not going to do that. But
I didn't say that we were. I was just talking the goddamn menu. All right. So
the only reason I say that so strongly is because Matt said he didn't want to.
But also, I feel like you have to call ahead to do that, don't you?
Nope.
You don't?
No,
they don't. And sometimes they're saying, hey, the chef is feeling extra generous this evening, so your 12-13 is going to turn into a 15.
Yeah.
Because he's going to send you what he is feeling that day.
Wow.
That happened.
Nice. Well, we're now set up for Bardea Steak. You know what they probably don't have on the menu there? Like human flesh.
Although
it's a progressive tasting menu, so who knows?
I mean, I was hoping that maybe at one point they'll open like Bardea Sushi, where it'll, which I know.
Dude, don't stop it. First in line.
Yes.
Where they have it like the rail car system. Where they have it just roll around.
I've always wanted that.
I think it would be Bardea on the raw.
That sounds like fun.
Bardea on the raw.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not Japanese. So
well,
I don't
neither
think
is this movie. So
I know, but I'm just saying the train.
Oh, I've always wanted
to
go to one of those places where you just pull it off. Yeah.
The trolley system where it's just going around like that, like on a train, on a track.
On a great.
Around.
Awesome. Tell us about your pick.
Yeah.
And your corresponding drink.
My movie came out in 2016. It had an estimated budget of 10 billion won, which is just under $7.1 million U.S. dollars.
Excellent.
Worldwide gross of almost 93 million U.S.
Wow.
That's more.
And a Rotten Tomato score of 95%.
That's
very high.
My movie is Train to Busan. My corresponding drink, it's a basic soju cocktail. Soju is the rice wine sort of equivalent, the Korean equivalent of like sake. It's a little bit sweeter, basically non-existent if you taste like when you mix it with stuff. But a popular thing to do in South Korea is to basically take a shot of soju, pour it into a beer,
like a soju bomb.
This will get you drunk.
Yeah, you can't really taste anything other than beer.
And the soju was like 20%.
Well, I got a flavored one too.
What's the flavor?
There's a flavored one in the fridge is grapefruit.
Is it gochujang?
They had like 20 different flavors at State Line. There was like,
it's delicious.
I was reading them all out. I was like, there's coffee, there's mint, there's guava, there's. I was like, I don't know what to get.
I appreciate State Line's selection for sure.
Oh, yeah.
They have a great selection there.
And I mean, also,
but
like,
the bottle shop is also great.
Oh yeah, love the bottle shop.
We love the bottle shop.
Why? Is somebody doing an Indian movie this month?
Dude, you and I... No, seriously, you and I need to watch Bahubali, the epic. They cut, like, a more than one movie together, and it's in a super long format.
Nice.
So I need you to come over with more than six beers. I'll hook up my new hot dog maker, because I can make 8 hot dogs at once on rollers, and we can just have it between us.
Yep.
Allie, are you unaware of you have, my recent purchase?
You have like a gas station hot dog roller
That's
thing?
Exactly what I have, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It heats the buns too.
It looks okay. Awesome. So going around the room after we all take a sip of our soju bombs.
Soju bombs!
Have you seen my movie? What were your thoughts about my pick? Starting with Guido.
Got me mid-sip on the good soju bomb. Drink good. Movie didn't see until you made me. But it's always been on my radar. I told myself that it was on my list. I don't know. In the last 10 years, bro, there have been so many fucking zombie movies. And I find myself watching them less because of the success of the obvious zombie titles at the moment, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then somebody told me that the movie was sad. Bro, let me fucking tell you. I don't need more Marley and Me's, bro. I don't fucking need to be sad. I get enough of that shit. Stop saddening me.
All right. Well, okay. So let's put this on the board now for April. We're just going to do shiny, happy movies.
I'm not saying we got to watch comedies. All right. That's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying.
However, you know, I'm glad you picked it. I was excited to watch it. Okay. So, you know, I was at one point looking forward to watching it. There you go.
All right, Tammy.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
No?
No.
You haven't?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
Oh,
you know this man?
Okay, well, I guess I don't know. Want to know what your thoughts were about?
Oh, I don't mind a zombie movie.
Not on her radar.
I don't mind a zombie movie.
Allie?
I realized I had actually never seen this movie. I think I got it confused with another movie, like another Asian horror movie. I think I get it confused sometimes with The Host, which is an Asian, not about zombies, but it's like a Korean horror movie about like a sea creature or something.
That's Bong Joon-ho.
Yes.
Yeah.
So no, I think I got it confused with that sometimes.
I've seen that.
I was excited to watch it because it's always on those like best horror movie lists. Mm-hmm. I think the one that they did last year, that one that they did on Shudder, Train to Busan, is like in the top 10.
So it
got high reviews,
and I personally love a zombie movie. I was excited.
Again, as always, like whenever I do one of these movies, apologies to native speakers as I butcher this stuff.
Just have to do your best, man.
It's tough.
It was directed by Yeon Sang-ho. He's known for this, a lot of Korean TV, and then subsequently he made a sequel to this, but it wasn't as good.
Was it a bus?
It was called Train to Busan Peninsula. It's sort of like a 28 weeks later, not even, or maybe even years later sort of scenario, but it's also like that terrible Zack Snyder movie. I know I'm going to have to be more specific as I say.
Very specific.
But it's like that terrible Zack Snyder movie where they do
the zombie one in Vegas.
Yep, that one.
World War Z?
No.
It's like...
Oh, Batista?
Yes.
That's the one.
Like Army of the Dead. Yeah, it's like that where it's like a crew is trying to pull off a heist in a super infected or zombied area. It was written by the director Yeon Sang-ho, but also co-written with by Park Joo-suk. Yeah, it's quite an ensemble cast because it's quite a few people on this train. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce them here, but I'm going to go with like basically code names for the rest of the movie. So we don't have to try and butcher it ourselves. First off, we got Young Yumi as Sing Kyung. We're going to call her Pregnant Lady.
Got it.
Yes,
got
pregnant
it.
Pregnant Lady.
I like her.
She's known for this, Sleep, and Kim Ji Young, born 1932. I don't know what
that is. Oh, right, of course.
There's also Kim Soo An. She's playing Soo An, also known as, or from now on will be known as, Cute Crying Kid.
Ugh. My little girl.
She's the cute crying daughter. She's done a lot of Korean TV.
I finally realized reminds me of. I was thinking about it and I was like, why does she reminds me of a character in another movie with the crying and the singing, and it's that fucking kaiju movie where they battle the kaijus.
Oh, dude.
What's it called?
Pacific Rim. Pacific,
yes.
The next Pacific Rim's going to have Morbin time in it.
Oh, God.
So that means
we're never
getting Pacific Rim again.
But remember, like, the girl, and then they flash back to when she's, like, alone in the the city, and she's crying and she's singing just like this little girl.
She's about to get stepped on.
We also have Kim Wee-sung.
Is that the third person named Kim?
That's the second person named Kim. This is also a man, because what I did was I basically wrote down their character names and then I did go or like replace in Word, like find and replace, and every time I found their name I replaced it with their code name.
Okay,
so this
smart.
So Kim Wee-sung plays shitty old guy.
Ugh, shitty old guy.
Shitty old guy.
Oh, that shitty old guy.
I hate that guy.
Well, there's one old guy in this movie that's shittier than all the other ones.
Well, yes. That's who we're talking about, yep. Yeah.
And then there's Choi Woo-sik as...
He always looks surprised.
Damn.
Yes.
Whenever he always yells with a big expression. Right?
Yes.
Choi Woo-sik is baseball kid. I'm going to call him baseball kid for the rest of the movie.
Okay, baseball
Swing
kid.
Swing away.
We know him from this. He's the only one that has a few other credits outside of like Korean TV. He was in the movie Okja, which is another Bong Joon-ho movie.
Oh, that's the sad hippo thing.
And also Best Picture winner Parasite.
Oh.
He was the son in the Grifter family.
Yeah.
And then finally we have Ma Dong-seok. I'm just going to call him Korean Jason Statham. Because he's the big burly guy
with the pregnant girlfriend.
He's pregnant baby daddy, and he's basically the Korean equivalent of Jason Statham. Does a lot of like tough guy movies, mob movies, action movies over there.
What else has he been in, man?
Particularly one of them is like the Roundup series.
Okay.
And then there was this other one where it was like called
I've seen that man before in something.
The Cop, the Gangster, and the Devil, where it's like, it was basically just a mishmash of all my favorite things about Korean movies. It was a serial killer and a Asian mob movie and cops, and they all paired up, came up
together. Also kind of looks like Wong a little bit, like from...
But maybe...
From Weapons. The guy from Weapons. He kind of looks like him a little bit.
Oh, from Doctor Strange,
yes,
too?
Yes, yeah. Yep. Him.
Did you say the daddy?
And, well,
I'm so sorry.
And then finally, Gong Yoo.
I thought you said that was the last
character.
The white-haired
man in the market.
He did say that was the last one, so you're right. I mean, you did say, like, no. And finally.
Yeah, because I said finally, and I was going to say this and that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm sorry. And Gong Yoo as the dad, and his code name will be Squid Game Dad, because he's primarily known for...
Korean James Bond.
Squid Game.
Because he's hot.
I mean, he's not the main guy from Squid Game. He's not the front of house guy. He's the guy that was sitting there.
He's the subway guy.
Yeah, he would be the one that would, like, you flip the thing and he got to slap you or pay you money. And
slap happy,
yeah.
Subway buy. Very good looking.
Young lady that was with the baseball dudes. Was she in other things?
Yes, she was. She's also like a Korean pop star.
K-pop.
Okay.
I thought the baseball kid was like a K-pop star because he looks like a K-pop star.
I thought she was...
He's also a singer, but he's now known more for being an actor.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of K-pop, the kids are really into K-pop
Demon Hunters. Yeah. Everyone's into K-pop
Demon
Hunters.
Holy shit, they love that show.
She looked familiar to me from K-pop.
Okay. Everyone's obsessed with that.
Yes.
I'm gonna lie on it.
Oh, it's a movie?
I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's a movie.
But they sing?
They sing lots.
Okay. Because I feel like Amelia was saying something. I don't know.
They love it. Amelia knows all the words.
Okay.
The movie starts off, a truck is going through a toll booth.
Troll toll?
As it's being sanitized, and... Truck driver's like, what is this? It's like, oh, some outbreak. We're cleaning everything off. He's like, God damn it. If you're going to make me kill my cows again, you're going to hear a whole bunch of shit. And then as he drives through the checkpoint, he's distracted because he's looking at his phone or something, and he hits something. He's just like, oh, what the fuck was that?
Uh-oh.
He gets out, sees a little bit of a blood trail, and it leads to a deer, and the deer's just dead. He's like, ah, fuck it, and just drives along. The camera it tilts over to the dead deer, which
is no longer
slowly
dead.
Gets up.
And it was so funny because when we were watching it, I literally said sarcastically, what, does the deer just get up and go after him? And Allie's like, yeah, actually it does.
Which,
and then that was the movie.
It reveals that it is like there's something wrong with it. Like, it's not dead.
It's wasting
disease.
Or
maybe it is dead and its eyes are all glossed over, which kind of came to my thing. Like, because, you know, we were talking, we did 28 Days Later before.
Yeah.
Well, at least Allie and I have watched 28 Years Later since then.
Yet. Excellent.
But, like, I was going to say, are you guys watching this? What did you think? Would you consider this a zombie movie? Or would you consider it an infection? infected movie, because as we saw here, this deer clearly was killed but then came back.
Yeah,
was reanimated as,
I think it's both corpse. Technically, I don't know.
This is a virus movie. This is not a zombie movie. The fucking rage virus. Come on, these aren't zombies, yeah, because guys.
I would say infected.
Running. Well, here's the thing: the one bite, you're infected. Mm-hmm. But the question is, do they die and then they come back with the infection? Like,
no,
we don't really know.
But if you think about it, they're bit. They don't die.
But we don't know that. Does the bite cause the death?
Yeah. Does the bite? Does
and
the
then
bite?
They are real.
Because we don't see them technically die. We see them get bit and then they immediately become
not immediately. Well,
yeah, Not immediately. Because you know,
it takes the dad a while.
A while? We watch it.
But he got bit and then it takes him a while to turn.
Yeah. Not and some people turn when very they need instantaneously. To because the plot demands it.
I would say it's an infection.
Depending on the story.
I think it's an infection movie.
Too.
Yep.
Yeah.
These aren't zombies, bro.
Because also a fun fact, the word zombie was mentioned once in this film.
And they said, stop saying it.
And also filmmaker Edgar Wright, you know, Shaun of the Dead, was a big fan of the film. He recommended this in a tweet and called it the best zombie film ever.
What do you call a fast zombie?
A fast zombie?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you call it?
A zombie.
Cute.
I love it.
You're welcome.
That too.
Filed.
So, okay. So the truck, this apparently was in Bumblefuck, South Korea. Meanwhile, we're now in Seoul, which is the capital. Squid Game Dad is a busy hedge fund manager who has barely time for his daughter, cute crying kid, after his divorce. After a stressful day at work, he remembers that it's crying kid's birthday. He goes to his assistant and is like, what do you get? What are the kids into right now?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yes.
Well, back then, I mean, they might have been, I don't know how long that's been around, but...
You said 2003?
This is 2016.
It was weird that he got her a Wii.
10 years ago, that's a big fucking deal. Not to mention it was a black one. 2016?
Yeah, 2016. It was like the Wii U.
Yeah, Wii was still pretty big. But it's also just like he doesn't know his daughter and like doesn't really care,
He's very focused in his work.
And it's bad because she's begging to go see her mom for her birthday.
Cute crying kid wants to go see her mom. She's even willing to just get on the train by herself to go down.
I won't waste your time. I'll go by myself.
To go down.
It's awful.
They're really pouring it on thick, dude. This movie tugs.
It is.
Tugs. At your tear ducts.
Because then not only is the fact that he's like, oh shit, because he got her a Wii U, which... He found out he also got her a Wii U for, like, Children's Celebration Day.
Because,
you know, they have that holiday in South Korea, like, because, you know, they didn't have a lot of kids didn't get past certain years of their...
You celebrate when your child reaches 100 days of life. I think it's 100. It might be a year. It's something like that. Children in Korea used to have very low life expectancy. Like there was a high infant mortality rate in Korea. They celebrate birthdays, but the big celebration is when your child has reached like 90 days old.
But they also call that like Children's Day.
Yeah, it's very important in their culture. So then
even older kids who obviously have gotten past that, they get a gift on that day too. His mom shows him a video of cute crying kid trying to sing this song at a recital, and she can't do it because she's like, she just has a meltdown.
Well, I mean, she started and then she looked around, realized that he wasn't in the room, and then she just stopped.
Out of guilt, Squid Game Dad decides he's going to take her.
I'll take you to Busan.
He's going to take her on the train down to Busan.
You're not wasting my time. It's your birth.
Aww.
So on their way there, they encounter a shit ton of like emergency vehicles just steamroll right by them. There's like a big fire going on in a sky rise over there. Let's get to the train station. So they get in. Now they're on the train because they're, you know, going to Busan. And we're introduced to the rest of the cast, because a cute crying kid has to get up to go to the bathroom at one point, goes to the bathroom, and who's there but Korean Jason Statham? And he's like, oh no, this one's occupied, you can't go in here right now, go over there. We meet baseball kid with his baseball team and his girlfriend. Well, not his girlfriend, he just admitted to her in front of him and the rest of the team that he has a crush on her.
Well, she's cute.
She's got a
very cute
crush on him too. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They like each other and they're playing hard to get.
And then we also get to meet...
True story.
We also get to meet shitty old guy who's already just like, oh, you understand.
A shitty old guy.
I have to pee. Oh, I'm a very important person. And I have to
My pee is more important.
Yeah. And then we meet another group of... we meet an elderly pair of sisters who I'm going to call Bad Wig Sister.
Yeah.
Wig sis. That wig.
This is the sister. The one with the bad wig, I'm just going to call Bad Wig Old Lady.
Sister of Bad Wig and then Bad Wig Old Lady.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. That wig.
The goddamn bad wig.
It's the wildest wig I've ever seen.
And then also, as cute crying kid is trying to get to a bathroom, one of the bathrooms they find out is occupied by this homeless guy.
Unhoused.
Yeah, be kind, dude. Come on.
Nervous, scared, unhoused.
Yeah, he's freaking out, and like the conductor, the train attendant's like, oh, well, if you don't have a ticket, we're gonna have to kick you off, and blah blah blah.
No ticket.
And he's just like, oh,
he's everybody, terrified.
They're all dead. All dead. While this is happening, we see a woman who clearly got bit by something.
A person.
She sneaks on the train.
She casually, like, zombily runs on there.
Like, yeah. Right, zombily.
Because the ones on the, like, on the walkie-talkie with the other guy, as she's like, whoop, and then just zips on there and just falls in the little space between the cars.
Zip, zap, zop.
And just spasms out, and the train takes off. Just as they're going out, there are people at the top of the stairs. They're all freaking out. They're all, like, screaming and stuff. And yelling, and even cute crying kid sees the manager on the station platform get mauled by someone. Like, the shit is starting to happen.
It's rough.
It's crazy. Like, absolutely crazy.
And, I don't know, it's 2016, so the CGI, like, when you get enough bodies on screen, they tend to move like a wave.
It's tough.
I know it's 2016, but I also give mad props to, like, international studios for how far they've come with CGI of using animals.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to actually use animals in case they could hurt them. So, like, when we saw that deer at the beginning, that was clearly CGI, but I was just like, that's not bad. Looks pretty good. So, like, just as all this shit's happening on the platform, of course, spasming infected lady in the in-between space is discovered by the girl train attendant. She goes down and is trying to resuscitate her because she's like, oh my god, she's dead. She's dead. She's not moving. And, of course, what happens?
She gets bit.
She gets mauled on by this undead infected person. Which then infects her. They then run into the next car.
It's a waterfall.
Which is where Baseball Kid and his team and his girlfriend are.
And the people are just watching this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy, we would have been fucking gone, okay? As soon as you start to see people bite each other, we're leaving.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
You
never seen a zombie movie? These people in Korea.
It's not a zombie movie. It's an infected movie.
I'm sorry. They definitely did not have 28 Days Later, you know, being a feature film in Korea at any point before.
Apparently
this.
Not.
And in this fiasco, only four people escape from that car, and it's Baseball Kid, his girlfriend, and two other
randos.
And I was just wondering, like, because this movie is set, do you think that this movie could be done as, like, a remake? Like, could it get a U.S., like, version?
Yeah, totally.
We don't have any high-speed rails,
I was going to say.
We don't have any high-speed rails.
Our trains are not fast enough.
So what, like, on, like, a fucking SEPTA commuter train?
Yeah.
Yeah, but why couldn't it?
Train to Albany.
Because at full speed now, anybody can jump on, Tammy.
We don't have the high-speed ones.
Yeah, but why does it have to be high-speed?
Adds to the tension.
And also because then, like, the option of jumping off is not an option because you will die. Whereas on another train, like SEPTA or regional rail or whatever,
you're not going to die.
They don't go as fast. You can roll.
Well, according to IMDb, as of October 2023, it's currently being remade. And it's saying that the destination is to New York.
From where? Philly?
I don't know.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not either. That sounds terrible.
That sounds terrible.
So then the infected zombies, they're racing towards the upper compartments and infect everyone in their path. Cute crying kid unwittingly walks towards the lower ones looking for a bathroom. Also, meanwhile, while this kid's walking around on the train, where's your dad? Oh, he's fucking asleep in his seat. He just dozed off. You know,
he's very inattentive.
Because it's early, you know. Well, I mean, it was comes early in the morning. You're on the train. You got like a good couple hours until you have to go deal with your fucking ex-wife or something. I'd get some winks in too, but.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty benign to me.
Oh, okay.
Like, he wakes up, he notices she's not there. He's instinctively thinking, oh, she probably just went to the bathroom. But now he's also getting a phone call from his, like, subordinate who's telling him that there's, like, fucking violent outbreaks happening all across the city, even all across the country. Then a group of panicked people run past him just as this is happening, and he's worried about Cute Crying Kid.
Finally.
Of course.
Finally.
I mean, it's first time for everything.
Yeah.
So he runs opposite the crowd and sees Cute Crying Kid in the bathroom area, grabs her, and runs back with the other way, runs back the way he came, and decides he's going to try and shut the door as a horde of infected zombies are running towards them. But before that, Pregnant Lady and Korean Jason Statham are also trying to get there.
Yeah.
But he's trying to shut the door before they get there.
Yeah, it's kind of shitty.
He's being a very selfish person here.
Well, like, you have to be in this scenario.
Yes.
And the little crying girl, she doesn't get that. But
she's selfless.
But it is like an interesting point because you have to be selfish to survive in this type of a situation. But she, with her own like caring tactics, that man helped her.
Yeah.
And that woman helped her. And if that man and woman didn't help her, she wouldn't have survived as long as she did. And she ended up living longer than anybody. So,
yeah.
So, like,
who is the winner here? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Once Korean Jason Statham and Pregnant Lady get through the barricade, they're trying to force the door closed and, like, hold it shut, to which Squid Game Dad is like, oh, I don't think they know how to work it, so you can just...
I loved this.
You can just leave it.
That was
smart.
So cool.
Yeah.
And then, like, because, yeah, they're still freaking out, like, slamming up against it, but they can't open it because they don't know how to operate it anymore.
Stupid.
They're special.
So, like...
Doesn't stop them any other time in this movie, but okay.
So then Pregnant Lady... Yeah. Pregnant Lady decides she's going to spray the window with water.
So smart.
Love this too.
Covers it with newspaper, so then they can't, their vision is obstructed and they can't see the non-infected.
So
and
smart.
We don't get that a lot.
Yeah, it's like a camouflage.
Yeah, I like it.
Which then I was like, Tammy was kind of talking about that. I'm like, I wanted to ask the question, how would you guys handle the situation like this? Would you try your best to help your loved ones, like Korean Jason Statham and Pregnant Lady, or even Squid Game Dad? Or would you just be it in for yourself, like Shitty Old Guy? Because, you know, meanwhile, Shitty Old Guy's just been like, ah, as soon as he sees all this shit, he's just running away. He's shoving people. He's climbing over
people. I'm not going to deliberately, like trip somebody, but I'm also not gonna go back for people. Sorry, I'm not.
So I'm gonna help people as I go.
Yeah, but I'm not going back. That's how people die.
No, I'm not going back, but I'm gonna help people as I go.
Yes.
I already have phone books duct taped around my forearms and my neck. So follow me. Fucking let's go.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You're doing your part, right? Like,
yeah, I'm living. You want to die, go ahead.
But to be honest, I think I would rather just die. I don't want to live in this fucking world, though.
Nah, we make it out. They always make it out. We come up with, you know, some antivirus or all the fucking zomboids. They decay into nothingness. You just wait them out. Have a coffee.
I feel though, like, when I hear the way that Guido responds to the question that Matt asked, I feel like it's a very different answer than the way that I... like, you think of it very differently than I think of it, because I would never place myself in the role that you would, and you would never place yourself in the role that I would. Right, Allie?
Yeah.
I'm not throwing my body in front of...
Is zombie apocalypse.
Infected what are you people
doing?
Like
no,
that.
No, I'm not How doing
are
that.
You, okay, it depends on... What nature of zombie are you dealing with? It completely determines how you're going to react to them.
That's very true.
Rage virus zombies. You're not fighting those unless you know the plot demands it. Well, they're a lot
faster, too.
Right.
But not the living dead zombies.
But, you know, in this movie, you know, they're punching fucking zombies, but their hands are fine. You know what I mean? We're not getting zombie virus into the knuckles here.
Yeah.
We're not thinking that far.
So while they're at a lull now, the conductor is, you know, of course, at the front of the train is he gets on the intercom and is assuring everyone that they can't make their regular stops, but they're going to try and make a stop at the next big junction, which apparently the military has already, like, allegedly taken control of in Daegu Station. And shitty old guy still has his phone, and he's going to try and call and see what the situation is there. And they're saying that everybody's being put into quarantine, to which then Squid Game Dad overheard shitty old guy and was like, he calls his little buddy at Daegu Station and convinces them to let him and cute crying kid not get quarantined. He's like, okay, well, you just don't go to the main gate. What you want to do is you want to walk towards the main gate, and then there's going to be a door on your right. You're going to go in there, and that's where I'll meet you. Unbeknownst to them, everybody gets off the train. They're walking up the station. Everybody's going to the main thing except for Squid Game Guy and Cute Crying Kid. She's like, why aren't we telling everybody else about this? He's like, no.
And the unhoused man heard the conversation of the Squid Game Guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going with you.
I'm going with you. I'm not being quarantined. While this confrontation's happening, they look to where they're supposed to be going, and this person walks out, and he's like, oh, no, help me. Just as he says that, of course, a zombie infected jumps out, bites the guy, mauls him. And then meanwhile, everybody else, they were going down the main way. They went down the stairs and the escalator, and they just see a whole mob. They assume it's just the military, like, you know, there to help pass people along and everything. Nope, everybody's fucking dead or infected or whatever.
It was so overwhelming because the assumption was the military was there to help them, and then they were all infected.
Yep.
Yeah, they're really driving home the hopelessness.
It was like, oh, we're there to be not quarantined and decontaminated.
Essentially, nothing about decontaminated.
Not decontaminated, only but basically to quarantine and to be assessed for decontaminate, whatever. But like, it was like, oh, the military is going to assess us and everything, and everything's going to be fine. And then all of a sudden, they're dangerous.
So the conductor is hearing all this stuff. He gets back on the train and he starts to have it roll on down the track. And they're all running back towards the trains and everything. To which at one point, Korean Jason Statham, pregnant lady, and Squid Game Dad and Cute Crying Kid, they all get separated. So Jason Statham and Squid Game, they're together. Pregnant lady, Cute Crying Kid are together. She grabs her. They get on the train. They lock themselves up in a bathroom with the homeless guy. Meanwhile, Squid Game and Jason Statham, they're there with Baseball Kid and his friends, and they're like beating off. They're
beating off?
I was trying not to say that.
And here we are, buddy.
Oh, man.
These are the largest bathrooms on trains
they are pretty big.
They look smaller from the hallway, but once you're inside the bathroom, they triple in size.
It's a TARDIS.
But like, they're fighting off the infected with baseball bats and riot gear, and they're jumping on, and they're like, pregnant lady and
cute little kid
are like in car nine. They got on in car 13. They're a few cars back. The ladies and the homeless guy barricade themselves in the bathroom, to which then Squid Game and Jason Statham, what they're going to do is they're going to fight their way through. So they're going to wrap up their arms to prevent getting bit there. Like, they're covering themselves in tape.
They've got baseball. They got baseball boy too. Yep,
they got baseball kid.
They got, baseball boy, Jason Statham, Squid Games. That's so it's just it. The three of them, yeah. Right?
They're gonna kind of try.
And then they got in the bathroom broads.
The bathroom broads.
And the homeless man.
They got four of them, right? Because we have wig lady.
Well, no. They have her sister. They have wig lady's sister.
They have wig woman.
No,
wigwam. Wigwam.
Wigwam.
No, Wigwam is with shitty old guy and his little group with baseball girl's girlfriend, baseball kid's girlfriend.
No,
there's too many people.
I thought
the sisters do get separated.
The sisters get separated.
I thought the curly wigged lady was in the bathroom.
No, the curly wigged lady's in the car with the asshole and the baseball player's girlfriend. And then her sister is in the bathroom.
Yeah, she's in the bathroom with the lady, with pregnant lady and homeless guy
and little girl.
I wished it was the other way around.
So yeah, the three of them Squid Game, Jason Statham, and Baseball Kid are going to try and do like a sort of similar Roman like phalanx of trying to fight their way down the aisles, where they're going to put, they put Korean Jason Statham up front to like push and throw off, and then
the catapult was my favorite part.
Squid Game's in the middle with the riot gear, and then Baseball Kid's in the back swinging back and
forth. Poor Baseball Kid.
Just as they cleared, you know, we had a pretty cool like fight sequence, and they're taking names and they're kicking ass, and they get to the next one, and all of a sudden, darkness, because they go through a tunnel.
Yeah, this is cool.
I love this part.
It's very good.
To which then, the infected zombies just stop.
They learn things about them.
They obviously can't see in the dark.
They're get disoriented. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're just sitting there like trying to sniff around or feel around in the dark and all that. And Squid Game's like, yo, give me your phone. He takes the phone. He like has it set up to call it. He throws it at the end of the aisle of the car, calls it, and a loud, obnoxious ringtone happens. They all rush that way. All the infected rush that way to see what that is.
Right.
And then they're able to sneak through onto the next one.
So smart.
So then they keep doing this sort of stuff, and at one point, like, they're like tapping, they're letting baseballs fall, and that's all distracting them and everything. And then they're finally, they get to the four cars, and they're reunited with their loved ones.
Wig.
They get to go to the bathroom stall across the way. Thank God they have his and hers bathrooms. Mm-hmm.
So none of them are hungry, thirsty, or full of shit or piss. They're moving.
Well, it hasn't been that long, I feel like.
Well, they were all pissing at the beginning of the movie, right? Remember, everybody was in a bathroom.
There's no bio breaks. There's no questions about intake and output throughout the status of this movie.
But it's not that long.
Just so you know, anybody who's watching this movie, there should be no questions about intake or output.
Also, I guess I should have said there was the third group of survivors, you know, which was shitty old guy, wig lady, and Baseball Kid's girlfriend.
And right. Rando people.
Randos.
Randos, yeah.
Rando so, bystander crying women with
Baseball Kid and girlfriend.
Asian porn stars.
Is Carol here?
There's Asian porn stars. They sound like they're in pain.
Asian? How old? What age category can we put them in?
18.
No. They were older women.
They were older.
They
like
were
MILF.
Like 50s.
Like MILF.
50-year-olds.
Girlfriend and Baseball Kid have been corresponding with one another via text. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're in compartment this one. We got a bunch of survivors. We got it cordoned off. Let us know when you get there, and we'll let you in. To which then, you know, one shitty old guy heard that. He's like, we can't let them in. Fuck that. No, fuck them. No. No, we're not letting anybody in. To which then they take the phone from girlfriend. They destroy the phone, and then they just gag her so she can't scream anything.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
Which is a shame. It's a shame because mm-hmm. she's so cute.
I don't understand why he would think that they're contaminated when the contaminated have no,
they're not
like,
virologists.
Logical thought.
No,
he doesn't. Not, it's not about that. It's no, not about
it's
that.
It's just having control over the situation.
This guy literally gives zero shits about anybody
else.
Is it his own control?
It's
is that what
risk.
It is?
It's all about risk.
Oh, okay.
If that door stays shut, he has a higher chance of not getting
exactly.
The
virus. Yeah. So, also, if you're thinking about like, oh, eventually we're all gonna have to stop, and the less people that I have to fucking share food with or water with future, the better.
Fine.
Which is true.
All right. Well, that is true.
So, like, after another dark tunnel, our lovable group of survivors, not the shitty old guy, the lovable group, they climb across the baggage compartments.
Ugh. So
this
scary.
Was crazy.
Which again,
some Mission Impossible stuff right here.
Pregnant lady, no way. There's no way that she did this.
She had a very tiny bump.
She
that bump
crawled
was so
on
tiny.
Her
no,
back.
No, no. She was 9 months pregnant.
I know, but with a very tiny bump.
She crawled on her back.
Trust and believe, there's no way this woman did this.
All right, maybe 8 months pregnant.
Not without assistance in 2 minutes. Catherine Zeta-Jones couldn't even do this in the movie Entrapment.
Such a good
Fuck
movie.
This scene.
And she wasn't pregnant, but she did have a fat ass in that movie, so.
Imagine throwing that she, around.
There's no way. And then, even if she got an additional 2 minutes, don't think she would have been able to do this without becoming a zombie.
Well, the fact that she hasn't gone into labor from the stress is wild.
Exactly.
Yeah. They finally get to the, door where the survivors are, who have tied it all off with, like, clothes and everything like that. They're like, come on, let us in. But they're not letting him in. Of course, now, Korean Jason Statham is trying to hold the door shut of the horde that is coming after them. They also got their hands, like, the infected zombies have their hands through there. They're trying to claw out. They're trying to claw for it. And first sad part of the movie for me.
What? This is the first sad part?
Jason Statham gets bitten.
Korean Jason Statham gets bit.
Oh, oh my God.
Not cool.
While Baseball Kid and Squid Game Dad are now, since they realize the assholes aren't going to let them in, they're going to break the glass to get in. They're holding it and he's like, oh, come on, Squid Game, you got to take care of my wife. You got to take care of a pregnant lady. And okay, I will. Of course, yeah, he got bit on the hand. He's now infected. And they just as that happens and the horde comes in, they break the glass and they run through and then they shut the other door, I guess, which separates them, and now they're with the asshole not infected group. To which then Squid Game confronts shitty old guy, like, why didn't you let us in? Why didn't you let us in?
Because he's a shitty old guy.
To which then it's kind of like, but dude, you were like this at the beginning of the movie. Oh, because it's now affecting you personally. You think you're better than this guy? You were the same way like an hour ago. Of course, then one of the people that got stuck as the horde was chasing after them was Wig Lady's sister. She's now in there with the infected. And shitty old guy, he's able to yell enough to get all the other assholes in the survivor group to think that everyone that just came in is infected and they need to move on.
Fear-mongering.
Yeah, he gets them kicked out to the next
They need car. To go ahead to the vestibule.
Get them out of there.
Yep. Do not pass go.
Do not collect $200.
To which then, while they're sitting there arguing about it after they kick them out, Wig Lady sees her sister in the group of the infected at the door. It was just like, you know what? Fuck these people. And opens the door.
I don't live anymore. You know.
And lets them come in and rip them apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow, shitty old guy survives.
Ugh.
And now they can only watch as everybody's getting eaten from in the compartment. And then the next thing is we get to Busan. The conductor notices that the station looks just as bad as it did in Daegu. He's like, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and find another car that'll take us even further down. Another, you know, because this is the last stop on the line. I'm going to try and find another rail that'll take us even further away. All of them are over at the left. Y'all can come with me to try and find this stuff.
What a guy.
Yeah. The conductor's been awesome.
He's a dude. I'm telling you, he's a real dude, that conductor.
Yeah. He finds the cargo train and he starts it up and is going down the track and he's searching for people like that found him. Of course, one of the first ones to find him is shitty old guy.
God, so shitty.
This guy's like herpes. He just won't
go away.
He's the shittiest old man.
He's the shittiest old man, and I know that.
And I, in my movie, had an old man that, like, you know, fucked a severed head. This guy's shittier.
That was a lady.
Oh.
Well, your old man.
You're confused.
Your old man wasn't even an old man. It was a young lady.
Oh. Your old man didn't exist.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
Crazy young
You're
lady.
Confused.
I'm sorry. I'm an old man.
So they're all.
I'm confused.
They're all now trying to run across multiple
tracks.
They have to jump through cars that are filled with infected zombies. Oh,
it's not good for your ankles.
And then at one point, Baseball Kid and his girlfriend, who are one of the people that somehow run into Shitty Old Guy, they're trying to get through, and Shitty Old Guy comes out of nowhere behind them and runs through them, basically. And they're distracted by him. They don't notice an infected comes in, bites girlfriend.
It's so sad.
And then Baseball Kid, sad.
Just gives up.
Because he didn't even get to first base with her.
He tried at the end. He was like, can I just cop a feel? And then she bites him in the neck. I guess that was her answer.
Meanwhile, homeless guy, cute crying kid, Squid Game Dad, and pregnant lady are on the other side of the wreckage, trapped under a train. Somehow, a window gets shattered. They're able to crawl through. And the only one that doesn't survive is is homeless guy. They're able to
kind of like sacrifices himself.
At this point, you are hit with, how could this get worse? This is the worst the movie gets. So, like, this is the lowest point, the most hopeless.
Because now,
but wait, there's more.
Because now they're being chased by hordes of, like, this is like that World War Z shit, like that, like what Guido was saying earlier, like that wave of them are just chasing after them. They're running. They get to the conductor as he's on this cargo train. They jump on. Oh my God, who is there?
Shitty old man.
Shitty old man. But guess what?
Big eyes.
He's infected now.
Someone bit him, and now he's slowly starting to turn.
Who'd want to bite that motherfucker?
And we're start. And then he's even like,
he is. He's like, help me, help me. It's like, no, fucker.
Well, no, because
I just need to go see my mom.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he was doing. He's like, I have to get to Busan. I'm so worried. My mother. I'm all she has.
She hates you.
I have to be there for her.
Bitch, you already dead. Shut the fuck up.
To which then Squid Game just looks at him and is like, look, Mr. Shitty old guy, you're infected.
End of the line, he says, which is appropriate, hence, you know, because of the trains.
Because of the trains. But what does he do? He doesn't tip him over the side like I said to do. No.
He basically tries to, like, shove him away.
And?
And, of course,
gets bit.
Squid Listen. Game Dad gets bit.
No. Fucking, I don't know. Squid Game Dad put his hand over the mouth of the zombie.
It was very annoying.
Don't fucking do that.
Idiot.
Hairbrain move. 10 out of 10. I would not have fucking done this. You wouldn't have done this. You wouldn't have done this. You wouldn't have fucking done this. It was a
dumb
harebrained maneuver.
You're right.
Yeah.
Bonehead play. He fucked it up at the end.
But then we get this heartfelt moment where he shoves crying kid and pregnant lady into the conductor's compartment of the train. You know, says some stuff, says goodbye, basically.
Oh, it's terrible.
He then goes to the opposite side of the train, has a flashback of how it was when he first met cute crying kid when she was born.
She was pretty cute.
Aww.
That was the last moments, and then you see him smile.
His eyes go milky.
And you can hear his daughter pound on the window, screaming for her dad,
who's already dead, essentially. The face on her.
Yeah, that little child is a very good actor.
Dude, and they are pouring it on thick at the end here. I'm telling you, we get extra scene.
And then you just see his shadow. Like, I love that they just
drifting into the wind.
The shadow. You don't see the body fall. Yeah. You see the shadow.
You see the shadow, yep.
That's tasteful.
Very, very tasteful. Yes.
And
yes.
And then finally the movie ends with the train coming to a halt because it's come to a place where it can't go forward. It's like a cordoned off military.
The end of the line.
Military barricade. Pregnant lady and cute crying kid get out. They start walking down this tunnel. We see what's at the end of the tunnel. A military checkpoint with a sniper.
Ugh, so
oh,
so
nervous. Oh my gosh, this was crazy.
Sorry, I didn't look up what the gun was. I apologize.
It's fine, it's Korean.
So, what happens is they're like, oh, well, we got two walking down. Oh, well, can you see who it is? Nope, can't see. Are they
can't infected? Identify if they're infected.
Can't identify if they're infected or not. Well, fuck it. Just kill shoot him.
And
just, of course, because, you know, this is a movie. Gotta kind of have kind of a happy ending, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't enough tension before this.
It was a pretty high tension movie.
Wait a second.
No, that was your movie.
Well, that was my movie. It's a different country. I'm sorry.
The little girl is now possessed to sing the song that she wanted to. She was trying to sing at the school earlier.
And if you Aloha haven't cried yet, here oy. Is where you will leak
Aloha
out of your face.
Oy.
Is that the song?
Yes. Yeah,
it was the Hawaiian luau song.
Oh. Until we meet again. Yes. It was awful.
It's very sad.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking awful.
Fucking awful.
It was heavy. It was heavy. It was not a feel-good
the
movie.
The song was awful.
Well, they survive in the end. I mean, this was
no Weekend at Bernie.
But also because I think it's a nice callback to, like, when he says shoot them, and I'm like, no, because it's like, reminds me of Night of the Living Dead, when the black guy makes it all the way through the movie and then gets shot in the last 5 seconds of the movie because they think he's infected, or they think he's a zombie, and it's just like,
Here's a cold take. This movie was sadder than Schindler's List.
No way.
Oh!
Yep. 100.
Schindler's List actually 100%. Happened.
What's the one where the...
Calm down, Mel Gibson, all right?
Right.
Ooh.
What's the one where the mother had to choose between...
Sophie's Choice.
It was sadder than that.
I've actually never
seen... You're so full of shit.
Are you serious?
No.
You're missing one scene.
I've seen that scene.
Okay.
Of course, the sniper heard the singing. He's like, not infected, not infected.
They can't carry a tune.
And then the troops go and rescue them. And that's the end of my move. Two more fun facts. This was the sixth highest grossing domestic film of all time in South Korea.
Wow. Nice.
And given that the film was the most successful in the history of South Korea, there was an instant talk of the sequel, which the director said instantly refuted. And then, ironically, he made a subpar sequel 3 years later.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, like I said, that was my movie. Felt like you guys kind of just unloaded on it at the end there with the whole sadness and whatnot. But,
was it not sad?
But we could go around, pass, fail. I'm going to start with Allie.
Pass. I think it's beautiful. It's a really lovely movie. It's very sad. But zombie movies or infected movies are always going to be sad and with some sort of social commentary. And I think this movie does it very, very well. I hated that woman's wig, but that's okay. So that $19 million budget didn't go into hair or makeup, apparently.
Just for that woman.
Oh,
that,
it wasn't 19. It was 7.
She looked...
Tertiary character.
$7 million.
She looked like that woman. Do you remember that show? Like, it was like a spinoff of All in the Family, and it was that stupid woman who wore
Mama's house?
Yes, her. That's what that wig looked like. It was wiggly. It was wild. Oh my gosh.
Mama's house, yeah.
But I really did enjoy it. I think it's really, really well done. And it's sad, but you know, it's an apocalypse, so.
Yeah.
they tend not to be happy, so. Pass.
Okay, Tammy.
I really enjoyed our discussion about the movie, honestly. And I enjoyed the movie. I am going to pass it. I
was nervous there for a second.
It was like a last minute zombie bite out of nowhere.
No, I did enjoy our review of it. I think that was what I enjoyed most of all.
I mean, yes, you just never want to watch it again, right?
No, it's not that I... Is this the kind of movie you watch over and over and over again?
I wouldn't.
For fun.
Probably not.
It's very effective.
It's like my fifth time watching
it. Oh, is it really? Like, I don't typically watch movies like this over and over and over again. Like, I watch a zombie movie and that's about it. I'm more of like a, you know, murder kind of mystery kind of person. But
well, I already did all my favorite murder mystery Korean films. So I was like,
that's true.
Or like, if I'm going to rewatch a movie, it's like a rom-com or a comedy. But I thought it was really well done. I thought the father-daughter story was really relatable. I was very hooked to the Jason Statham character.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that guy. Yeah, pass.
Okay.
I liked it.
Last but not least, Guido.
I'll pass it. The movie's excellent. It's an excellent movie. It's a very, very good movie. Nothing's 10 out of 10. It's fucking pouring it on thick with the sappy shit, you know? Jerking the tears out of my goddamn eyeballs at the end there, man. And it, you know, it wasn't... If it could be one thing, it was the little girl screaming.
God.
She's a great actress.
Really
good. Or they told her that they straight up killed her fucking dog or... I don't know what they told that little girl, but you can really feel the horrid pain that she had at the front of that train at the end of the movie. You know, watching her dad walk away.
Oh, yes.
You know, awful.
Not fully understanding the gravity of the situation, but knowing she's never going to see him again. It was heavy, man. It was really fucking heavy, but it was a story well told. It was very well acted. Excellent movie. I pass.
Yay.
Tammy, I appreciate you being good sport on this. I know this is not your forte.
No. I appreciate you giving me a little challenge.
It was either this or I was going to do 80s sci-fi, no softballs.
80s sci-fi...
Holy fuck, dude, really? Dude, you serious?
No.
I got goosebumps.
I just made that up.
Oh, man.
You were thinking about it because you wanted to do that John Toby Hooper movie with the boobs. The boob movie.
Those were great boobs.
Boobies? Yeah.
You were going to do 80s sci-fi and softballs?
Yeah, so you couldn't do Alien or... No, but
I didn't know what I'd do.
Yikes. What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
What have I done in life?
You're damaged goods.
But, okay. All jokes aside, Tammy, quid pro quo.
All right. I have chosen a movie about a woman who is suspected of murder after her husband's death.
Dun, dun, dun.
Their half-blind son faces a moral dilemma as the main witness.
But he's half-blind.
He is.
Better mean half-deaf.
You can watch it on Hulu, streaming, or you can rent it or buy it. It is a winner of awards.
It did. It was very big in award season.
You Razzies. Can look it up because I will not tell you what awards it won.
Will you until tell us the name
until
of the movie?
Next week. And it stars
Jesus Christ.
Some actresses. Sandra Hüller.
Yes.
I can't pronounce these names.
What do you think? Long story short, it's The Anatomy of a Fall.
Fuck no, man. The actor's name is
The Anatomy of an Introduction.
Well, it's hard to say. Sandra
Hüller, Swan Arlod,
Swan
Milo Machado Grainer.
It's there you the umlauts that confuse them.
And it's directed by Justine Triet.
Yes, directed by a woman.
And it's The Anatomy of a Fall.
Fabulous.
So, yeah.
And you said we can watch that on Hulu or we can rent or buy it.
I did say those things.
Hulu.
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 Are there umlauts over the U's?
There are.
It is also spoken in English because...
There is English in it.
Speaks English.
Well, no, yeah.
And French.
It's German. It's multi-ball.
But it technically is a foreign language movie.
All the words at the bottom will be in English.
Yeah. No. Oh, if you choose to put the subtitles on, they will be in English.
He will choose.
Yes, definitely.
Subs, not dubs.
All right. Well, we are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. And you can suggest a theme month on our website or via social media. And please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Subs, not dubs.